A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, hour number two of the program. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. By the way, if you miss any of the program, you can download the podcast anywhere podcasts are found. KSL's Unrivaled. Just look it up. KSL Unrivaled. You'll find a picture of Scott and myself. And guess what? Also, you go to KSLSports.com now. You can watch the live stream of the broadcast as well. So we encourage you to do that. You can look into the studio. Scott made some promises that he was going to have to clean up his act. He wouldn't eat the food off his shirt during the breaks anymore or right before we go on. And you even said, you said, look, it's like the NFL. When you know you're on TV, can't pick your nose behind your face mask anymore. And can't say the cup.
I'll have to bring a towel to the radio show.
Just so you can wipe your face.
And then I cover my face up so anything I say or whatever, you'll never know what it is.
Someone said, can you actually hear what you guys are saying during the break? And I said, heavens no. Although I wish we could. Sometimes I think that it's a lot of fun. We have just as much fun during the breaks
that
as
would,
we do.
That would be fun.
It'd be interesting. All right. Scott, we got to kick off this part of the show. Okay, we have a lot of stuff to get to, and our 805 cut, we're just going to jump right in here. It's the most important thing at the top of this hour. It's our 805 cut.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
So, the your... Isn't that funny? Like, you've never seen so many New Orleans Saints fans in the state of Utah as we've seen in the last couple of years with Taysom Hill down there. And with Drew Brees going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
I'm a Drew Brees fan, and I'm a Taysom Hill fan.
To your credit, you've been, from the beginning, you're like, that guy is underutilized. They got to figure out what they can do with this cat. And I think Sean Payton, when it's all said and done, people are going to look at him and go, he's changed the game for good. Because
I'd love to play for Sean Payton.
I mean, he just goes, where can I put you? What can we do with you? What's your strength? Let's figure it out. And I think that Taysom Hill's strength is in the role that he's in right now. I hope that he has a 15-year career as a gadget guy, as a who's a what's a who
go,
am
go
I?
Gadget guy?
Go gadget guy. Go gadget Taysom. Get him out there on the field. And suddenly he's a tight end. The play before that, he's running quarterback. The play before that, he's lined up next to Drew Brees. Play after that, he'll be in the slot. I love that role that he's playing. And maybe his dream is to just be the guy. And people are going to just grade him on whether or not they'll just say, yeah, he's a terrible quarterback, man. He can't be the quarterback. I'm like, he's an amazing football player. Why don't we just let him be that? But the Saints are going to have to figure out who the starting quarterback is for this week, and Sean Payton is being very coy about it. Let's see if we can find something that he said in these comments about who the starting quarterback is going to be. See if we can decipher, see if Scott can put on the old here's what he really meant to say type of stuff. You already know what he's gonna say. All right, let's listen to what Sean Payton said about playing a couple of quarterbacks or who his starter was this week as they take on the Seattle Seahawks.
I think you do. And you making the assumption he's the number two, we'll approach this game with two quarterbacks, and we'll see where we're at with it. So, but we'll have the right plan relative to what those guys are going to be doing.
Those guys are the Seattle Seahawks, and they're not They're not chumps on defense, and they're playing in Seattle.
Yeah, all he's saying is he's going to do things like he's been doing it already. Taysom Hill plays in the game as quarterback right now. That's not going to change.
But everybody gets caught up. Do we get caught up too much in the starting guy and who the guy is? Or because in my mind,
his role may expand. Like, he may get more opportunities.
A couple more snaps.
And they might see, hey, look, if I'm a guy, I'm a starter, and I take my hats off to Drew Brees. I don't want the backup coming in. You said
this week that when you had the chance, like, you didn't let the backup guys get reps during practice.
Heck no. And to get a rep in a game, are you kidding me?
No way. Now let them see what they could get with one guy now, with one throw or something.
I believe that Drew Brees goes, Taysom Hill's no threat to me.
Certainly. Drew Brees is grandfathered in.
And if he's a talent and he's a guy that can help us win and we can put him in these different situations and it creates more for a defense to prepare for. That's what Taysom Hill is.
Maybe I take 11 snaps off a game too, so I just add a little bit more to my career. And it helps us score, then great.
But I could see an expanded role from Taysom Hill in this game and moving forward, just to see or just to kind of give him more opportunities to develop as a quarterback. And I'm not saying like more reps like as wide receiver, but literal quarterback reps. So. Taysom Hill could possibly come out and start the game.
What are you from, Houston?
I mean,
shoot, he could come out and start that game.
Right. I mean, and then have one play, and then here comes Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, you just don't know, but,
So they signed JT Barrett. What does that mean? Because they have Teddy Bridgewater, they have Taysom Hill, and they have JT Barrett now.
Because they go, we need to get both of these guys ready to play. We just need another body.
If something happens...
It's just
because Taysom's playing special teams,
right?
And he's out there.
Yeah.
So you essentially have a quarterback and a half that you're using right now. You needed a third body.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't read too much into that. And plus,
so the starter's not JT Barrett. They're not bringing in JT.
He'll be lucky to be active.
That'd be really funny that all of this is just moot because Eli Manning comes in as the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints after they do a trade.
Eli Manning will end up somewhere next year. He will. I don't know. I don't know that he gets traded this year.
Can you call somebody and tell him to give it up? I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying he's kind of done. Well, I don't want to go back to. I don't want to go back to Eli. But
all I'm going to. All I'm going to tell you about that is play as long as you can, Eli. I don't care how bad they think you are. Get it out of your system. I actually kind of like. As I've thought through this with Taysom Hill, I kind of like where the Saints are because Sean Payton is creative. And I can totally see this. I can see Taysom Hill getting legitimate, maybe even series, as the starter, and not as a Teddy Bridgewater. You're not doing very well, but maybe because in all reality, Taysom Hill has more experience in the last couple of years being a quarterback out on the field for the Saints than Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater hadn't been playing.
Well, that's why I think a lot of people saw Teddy Bridgewater this last week, and they went, we don't even see this guy ever. We see Taysom Hill a lot more on the field.
Right.
But I do think
you can't read too much into that. Because
he was thrown in a bad situation, right?
Yeah.
And he's going against the best defense in the league.
It's weird. It's weird how you just get reps, and all of a sudden you get prepared as far as, the game plan's catered towards what you're comfortable with, what you like, what you're doing. It's not about Drew Brees, and you do so much better that second week. When I was a backup, though, I will tell you, Alex, I was like, I never looked like I got that grace week. I always felt like I needed to be prepared to go in and help the team win right now.
Well, you had to. Your first opportunities were.
I would spend extra time after practice. Throwing routes to guys, getting reps anywhere I could, and you could find guys to do that. I mean, my son right now, that's what I go. You're not getting the reps in practice. You better go make your own reps so that when you do get in a game, that you make something happen.
I'm interested. I'm really interested in what they do this weekend. I could just see Sean Payton going, "Who cares about the traditional starter? I don't care who it is. Start Teddy Bridgewater, but Taysom gets 25 throws or." 10 rushes at the quarterback. We're going to do something totally different. The only advantage they have is that Seattle's not going to know what to expect.
I just feel with Taysom Hill, it's like It's almost like if he gets his opportunity, he might just be something special.
All right. Let's take the break. When we come back, you've got mega kajillions. What would you do with those mega kajillions as a mega booster for your college football team? Your help is needed. They're calling on you. You're the new T. Boone Pickens. What do you do with the billions of dollars you can do to help out, or at least the multi-million dollars you can do to help out your college team? Stay with us. More to go. It is KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.